Hadith of the Day, a program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, which is called Hadith of the Day. This is coming to you from COI Radio. The hadith which we're working around today is a hadith from Imam Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the concept that we're working on is the concept that a man has been made the leader in the family. I'll translate the hadith, and then we'll give an explanation about that, inshallah. Inna 'iyal ar-rajul usara'uh. Surely the dependents of a man, his family members, are his prisoners. Sometimes when we hear the words of the Ahlul Bayt, in the beginning, it can strike us as strange. What do you mean by saying that they are his prisoners? Actually, the hadith is saying something which is very gentle and kind. The idea of being kind to your family members and that they are depending on you. We have other hadith which state that if you do dhulm to your family members, particularly your wife or your children, then Allah is their assistant and stuff like that. So we shouldn't take the hadith, we shouldn't run away from the hadith because it's politically incorrect. The concept, though, that we want to get and we want to talk about is the idea that the man is actually the leader of the household. This is something which is quite different to that which is taught in the West. When I say taught in the West, I mean particularly through the media, through movies, through the current world culture. The idea of the leadership of a man, of his family, is something which has been severely damaged, and marriages are suffering because of it. But our values, which we get from pure and divine sources, are things which are enduring, and we don't change just because the current world culture has changed. So let's work around this hadith and see how we can explain this in a way that makes sense to us in light of the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. So the first thing that we'll say is that actually the Quran places the role of leadership in the family on the broad shoulders of the man as the head of the family, and it expects him to live up to this responsibility. The verse that I'm going to quote for you is Surah Nisa. It's verse Surah number 4, and it's verse number 34. Ar-rijal qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. Men are the managers of women. Bima faddala Allah ba'dahum 'ala ba'd, because of the advantage that Allah has granted some of them over others. Wa bima anfaqu min amwalihim, and by virtue of their spending out of their wealth. So men are definitely, they have been placed in a position of leadership in the family. They have been given advantages. Again, when we say advantages, we don't mean that one is better than the other, but we have different strengths and we complement one another. Women, their duty is to deal with the children and to be the source of comfort and peace in the home, to be the means of, or the person who is providing that tranquility in the home. And women are stronger in the emotional department, emotionally giving and caring, being loving and kind, whereas men are stronger in the department which requires purely logical understanding of the situation and decision-making ability, which sometimes it might hurt us emotionally, but in the long term, this is actually in the benefit of the family. So men are stronger in that department, the decision-making department, and in making cold, hard, logical decisions, and women are stronger in other areas. Anyhow, that is what is explained in the Tafasir as one of the advantages that Allah has granted men over women in most cases. And the other one is that the men are supposed to spend out of their wealth. They're supposed to provide for their family. And Allah has made men in charge. So that's one verse of Quran about this, which establishes this fact for us, that the men are in charge of the family. The other one is this, This is from Surah Baqarah. It's Surah 2 and it's verse number 228. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. The wives have rights similar to the obligations on them in accordance with honorable norms. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. And men have a degree above them. So again, we see that in this, the issue of the family, the husband has been placed in charge, and he is the one who is responsible and supposed to be leading the family. Both of these are these roles which have been helped or have been stated by the ayat and by that hadith are things which we will take very seriously, and these are one of the keys to having a successful relationship. Now, one thing when we say that the man is the leader in the family, we mean Islamic leadership, right? We don't mean the leadership of Fir'aun or Yazid or some tyrant and stuff like that. We want to see a leadership which is based on Islamic principles. So I want to give some of those ideas explain some of those ideas about the leadership when we say that they're his prisoners and what may. One way is this. We don't mean that he has unlimited authority, that the wife and children are his property, that he rules with impunity, that he doesn't take their decisions onto mine. We don't mean that. But at the same time, we're not going to be weak on this position and suggest changing of the roles. Sometimes you have a situation in which the wife is the one who orders the husband around in the house. She's yelling at him. She's ordering him. She's telling him what to do. She treats him like one of the children. That is not what we're trying to say. No. Everybody is better off in a relationship in which the roles have clearly been defined and his role and authority have clearly been defined by Allah and explained through the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. So it doesn't mean that he's a caveman dragging his wife around by her hair, but at the same time, it does mean that he is in charge and his word is that final word. So I said before that it's a leadership which is unlike the selfish leadership of Pharaoh or Yazid. We actually want to see that this is a kind of leadership where he leads by example. The husband is leading by example, and he's bringing the wife and the children towards Allah through his own example. So just one hadith about this, and then inshallah we'll continue this in another discussion. There was a time when several of the Shia went to Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were benefiting by him, learning under his teachings, coming and visiting to him and benefiting by him. They asked for advice. When the time came that they had to leave and go back to Kufa, they asked for advice. They said, please advise us, and he gave them some advice. One of the advice was this, وَأَن تَكُونُوا لَنَا دُعَاتًا صَامِتِينَ. I want you, or I advise you, to be people who call to us, du'atan lana samitin, that you are people who invite to us while you're silent, inviting through actions, not words. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be